Kof Ches Iyo, Yom Yerushalayim, Wednesday the 1st of June. Rabbi David Tugendhat, Hiddur Mitzvah versus Zuizim, which takes precedence?
Shalom Abusai, it's a pleasure and a proud honor to come back here to start the day the Torah way. I'd like to share with you an inyan which has piqued my curiosity over the years and comes up in a variety of different applications. I'll start with one example. I was on the plane a few months ago, and there was a family simcha in Europe. Baruch Hashem was lovely, and it was a very early start in the morning. I had to leave the house very early in the morning before it was possible to daven. And whilst I was on the plane, that's when the earliest time came that I would have been able to daven. So I could daven on the plane, but if I daven on the plane, we know that the Heintiger Poskim can say that when you're davening on a plane, you should sit down. Either you can sit down or you should sit down, maybe depending who you're flying with. But if I would be davening on the plane, it's not such a great davening, and it would be quite disturbed, and I'd sit down. But what I could do is I could wait, and by the time I get to my destination, it would still be before the Sofzman Tefillah. So when I get to my destination, I'd be able to daven standing up like a mensch. Azoyas Daf Sazayin. So what should I do? Should I do Zerizin and daven at the earliest possible opportunity, Zerizin like Dimon HaMitzvahs, or should I do Hiddur HaMitzvah to daven in the finest possible way, but to leave it till later? This came up again just before Pesach when we had the bracha of Birchas HaElonos. We know there's a Hiddur to make Birchas HaElonos because of the Nusach of the bracha. It's preferable to make it, the plural Elonos, over a few trees. So, comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I'm eligible to make this special annual bracha, Berachas Seilonis. And I see a tree, and the tree is in blossom. So I can make the Berachas Seilonis there and then, over one tree. That would be his reason. Or I could wait till I get to a place where there are a few trees. And then I can make it Behidor, I can make it nice. So what do? You're standing there, what are you supposed to do? Do you make the bracha, do you not make the bracha? It came up, I remember... Baruch Hashem, when I made a bris milah, so you think to yourself, well, what time shall I call it for? What minyan shall I call it for? Vayashkim Avram Baboket, if there's an inyan to do it early in the morning, well, how early in the morning? Should I do it vasikin? Or should I wait till a little bit later on when there'll be some chavre that can arrive? Is it better Baroifom, or is it better to do it Zerizin like the Yom HaMitzvahs? So this, once the antenna are up, you see that this has an incredible application throughout our lives. Which one takes precedence, Zerizin or Hiddur HaMitzvah? So we have a look in source 1. We see it's the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, just the Makairis. It says over there, Zekeli V'Anvehu, this is my God, V'Anvehu, and I will glorify him. Chazal say, Hismo'el Afon of HaMitzvahs, do mitzvahs beautifully, nicely, no'er, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asei Afon of Sukkah, no'er, nice Sukkah, V'Lulav, no'er, nice Lulav, V'Shefa, no'er, a nice shofar, tzitzis noah, sefer Torah noah, v'kosav by lishmai, b'diyei noah, write a sefer Torah, beautiful sefer Torah, written for the sake of the mitzvah, with beautiful ink, v'kulmas noah, fine quill, v'lav le'oman, an expert sefer, v'kayrachai b'shroi noah, with nice silks around it, have a geshmak, a beautiful mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, do a behidor, don't just do it the, you know, base level, do it, boost it, make it a beautiful mitzvah. So that's the makayr for hidor mitzvah. Source number 2 is in Psochim, Daf Dalet Omet Aleph. Kol Hayoim Kuloi Kosher Lemila. So the Gemara in Psochim, Daf Dalet Omet Aleph, says that really one can do Bris Mila the whole day. Ela Shez Rizin Magdimim LeMitzvahs. But those that are enthusiastic, they chaperein and do the mitzvah at the earliest opportunity. Shanamar, as we find with the Akedah in Breishis Perichabes, Vayashkem Avram Baboike, Avram got up early in the morning, so this is the Makayr for Zerizin Magdim LeMitzvah. So which one takes precedence? So one way that we would try to work out to see which one should take precedence is to see, is either of these Doraisa or are they Darabonon? If one is Doraisa and one is Darabonon, then surely that will help us to work out, should we do the mitzvah behidur in the finest way, or should we do it Zerizim early? However, this cannot help us, because when it comes to Doraisa or Darabonon, there are big machlokes concerning both hidur mitzvah and Zerizim, whether they are actually min hatoira or whether they're midrabonon. We don't have time to enter into it very deeply. We'll discuss some of the inyan, the machlokes, Kabbalist or Isa or Darabonon. In source number 3, so let's speak about Hidur Mitzvah. Is Hidur Mitzvah Min HaTorah or is it Midrabonon? So this is a machlokes between the Gedolei Achreinim, the Yamshel Shlomo, and the Shagas Aryeh. The Yamshel Shlomo wants to say the Hidur Mitzvah is Darabonon. Where does he get the Hidur Mitzvah is Darabonon? Because there's a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Tes, and the Gemara says, how much are you supposed to spend on Hidur Mitzvah? Let's say, for example, the Ikka, the core mitzvah, would be £6. So how much am I supposed to spend for Hidur Mitzvah to upgrade the mitzvah? So the Gemara there says, a shlish, a third. And there's a whole sophic in the Gemara. Is it an internal third, milagav, or an external third, milabar? What is this third? If it's £6, then milagav would be an extra £2. A third of six is £2. So you spend £8 altogether on the mitzvah. If, however, you say it's a third, an external third, milabar, then this would be that what do you add on, which would be a third? So you divide six by two, and you get £3. You add on another £3, so the £6, that's what's called halachic external thirds, and therefore it would be £9. How much are you supposed to spend? And the Gemara there does not give a conclusion. So if you look in the Rosh, Rabbi Yerucham, they all say, because it's a sophic over here, that we spend an extra £2 or an extra £3, we're makel. So we're makel, Oslinon Lekula, says the Rosh, over there in the Gemara. Now the fact that Oslinon Lekula, that you can only you only need to spend the lower amount of the shlish, that seems to indicate, if we go Lekula Sofek Darabonon Lahokel, this seems to imply that this whole inyan of Hidur Mitzvah, even though the Gemara tells us it's not a form of the mitzvahs, that would be an asmachta. And then really this is a din Darabonon. That's what the Yamshel Shlomo says in the Gemara Baba Kama. So Hidur Mitzvah is a Darabonon. However, the Shagas Aryeh says it's Min HaTorah. You have to, Min HaTorah, upgrade the mitzvah. His rise from Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel on the base. Where there's a whole discussion, when a person is doing the Bris Milah, there are certain parts of the Milah that are absolutely core parts of the Milah, and then you have other parts, the Tzitzim She'enon Misakfin, She'enon Ma'akfin, you have certain parts, which if you don't do it, you've still fulfilled the obligation of Bris Milah. And the Gemara there says that a person, even the tzitzin she'ena ma'akfin, are doicha Shabbos. So even the bits that are not the core parts of the mitzvah, the bits which, shall we call them, the hidur mitzvah, the upgrades, the finest way of doing it, to do even those bits that are not ma'akfin, even those ones, the moel can do on Shabbos. So what does that tell us? It tells us that you can violate Shabbos for a hidur mitzvah. So says the Shagas Aryeh, this is indicative of the fact that the Hidur Mitzvah must be Doraisa, because you're violating, you're being Mechal Shabbos in order to cut off these extra bits that are the bonus points, shall we say, the Hidur Mitzvah. And so the fact that you can violate Shabbos seems to indicate that Hidur Mitzvah is a Doraisa. How would the Shagas Aryeh learn the Gemara in Baba Kama, and the Rosh in Baba Kama, the proof that we brought before from the Yamshel Shlomo? He would say, no, I hold Hidur Mitzvah is Dor Aiso. It says over there you could be Mekel. That's in the Shir. Hidur Mitzvah is a Dor Aiso, but how much the Hidur Mitzvah is, whether it should be Milagav, Milabar, that's the Shir of it. Maybe there we go Lekula, but the actual essence is Dor Aiso. How would the Yamshel Shlomo learn the Gemara in Shabbos? The Gemara in Shabbos says that Tzitz in She'enu Ma'akvin, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. This seems to indicate in Dor Aiso. Maybe he'd say that these are tzitzin she'enu ma'akfin, meaning these aren't the bonus points, this isn't the optional upgrades, this is the standard level of doing the mitzvah. It's just that it's not ma'akov, it's just that you can be makel if you haven't done it, it's still okay. But not that this is the upgrade, the hidur, but rather this is the base level. It's just that it's not ma'akov, it's just that you don't need to do it. So when it comes to hidur mitzvah, we've seen that there's a machloikas, it's hidur mitzvah dor aiso dor rabbonon. So too, when it comes to Zrizim in source 4, and again, we don't have time to go into it in depth, but the Stei Chemet says in Ma'arechas Yom HaKippurim, Eisalef, that it's also Machlekes whether Zrizim, whether to do things at the earliest opportunity, whether that's Min HaTorah Midrabanan, and he brings over there to Machlekes between the great Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer HaChaim, he says it's Min HaTorah, versus the Tzuri Evan in Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet, who says it's Midrabanan. So therefore, what we've come at the end of this section is we know there are Makairas for each. Each, there's a machlokes, is it the right or is it the wrong? We still don't know which one takes precedence. So the main makor for this is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, in Masechta Yevamos, source 5, Yevamos Daf Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph. And we'll We'll say this inside. Mitzvah begodo liavim. The Mishnah says that if there's somebody nebuch, they're nifta without children, so then the wife has to do yibum. If there are a few brothers, she should do yibum with the oldest brother. Lo yirotso, if he refuses, mahalchin al kol achin. Then you can pick any other brother. Lo yirotso, if none of them want to do yibum, chayzrin etzel godol, you go back to the oldest brother, but Omrim Levi Satim Walecho Mitzvah. It's up to you, sir. Oy Chalitz, Oy Yavim. You've got to do it. You can do Chalitz, you can do Yibam, but it's up to you. Tala Bakotan Achi Yigdil. What happens if the Godel says, listen, I don't want to do it, but I've got a younger brother, let's wait till he's over the Mitzvah, and then he can do it. Oy Begodoyl Achi Yovay Mimedinas Hayom. Or you have a brother, and he says, look, true, I'm the only brother in town, but I've actually got an older brother, it's just that he's overseas right now. So let's wait till he comes back. Ein shomim lo, the Gemara says, no, we don't listen to him. Elo omrim lo, alecho mitzvah. You have got to do the mitzvah of yibum. Oy chalitz, oy yabem, either chalitz or yibum, the choice is yours. The Gemara there says, the godel ashiyovim medinas hayom ein shomim lo. If you have a brother, and he says, let's wait till my older brother comes back from overseas, we don't listen to him. Amai, nimta delmo osiv acholitz. Why? Wait for him, maybe he'll come and do the job. Says the Gemara, elo kol shiru mitzvah lo mashinon. Any delaying of a mitzvah, we do not delay. So what does this Gemara tell us? This Gemara tells us, if you have an older brother that might come from overseas, you let him do the Yibum, or the Chalitza. Now, that is the Hidur. The Hidur is to do it with the older brother. The optimum way of doing the mitzvah is to do it with the older brother. Do you wait for him to come, or do you do it straight away? What does the Gemara here say? Straight away. Why does it say you do it straight away? Well, it just says, kol shiru mitzvah lo mashin, it says you do it straight away. Now, this seems to imply that which one takes precedence? Is it the hidur, to wait for the older brother till he comes home? Or is it zrizin, to do it straight away? What does it seem to imply? Zrizin. Now,
you're not comparing that to right.
Why?
Yeah. Because he may not come.
Exactly.
It could be that you should immediately look to him. Wait.
Okay, but the Gemara doesn't mention that. The Gemara just says, so what you're mentioning is source number 6. Source number 6, there's a machlokes, Trumas Hadeshen and Yamshel Shleima, how you're supposed to understand this Gemara. Fascinating machlokes. The Trumas Hadeshen says, only because he's coming from overseas. Because he's coming from overseas, that's why you say, no, we're not going to wait, we're going to do it straight away. You know why? Because if he's overseas, you don't know whether you'll see the guy again. Time of the Gemara, there were no Blackberries, you couldn't message him, there were no emails, there were no phones, there were no telegraphs. You didn't know whether he's still alive. You didn't know whether you'd see him again. It's overseas, he may not come. So therefore, straight away. But that's only because he's overseas, says the Trumas Hadeshen. If he's just down the road in a different city, so then you wait. If you know he's around, says the Trumas Hadeshen, the Mishnah says, Davka Mimdinas Hayom, Davka because he's overseas. But if he's not overseas, he's on the same side of the channel, yeah, then you wait. So says the Trumas Hadeshen, from this Gemara you actually see that Hidur is better. It's better to wait that the oldest brother should do it, because that is the best way of doing it. That's the Hidur Mitzvah. Just if you're not sure whether he'll do it, so then you come around. That's the way the Trumas Hadeshen learns. So the Trumas Hadeshen learns that Hidur Mitzvah is better. You should always wait and do it in the nicest way, unless you're scared the Mitzvah will fall through. However, the Yamshel Shleima says, no, it mentions Mimdinas Hayom, but Hu Adin, if it's an Ir Acheres, so too if it's a different city, the Gemara is not being specific over there when it says it's overseas. It just means the fellow's not there right now. And really, his reason is better. You should always do it at the earliest possible opportunity. So this is our Ikkar source over here. It's a Machlokes over here of these late Rishonim, early Achronim, whether you're supposed to hidor, whether you're supposed to wait, that's what the Trumas Hadeshen says, or whether you should chaperein and you should do it at the earliest possible opportunity, which is what the Yamshel Shleima says. In source number 7, we have a Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov says in Chelek Aleph Siman Lama Dalet, like the Trumas Hadeshen, he says, no, you chaperein zrizin. You wait, right? You wait until you can do it in the nicest way. The Shaila that the Shvus Yaakov is talking about is whether when you have a bit of a dodgy esrog. Got an esrog that's kosher levracha. It's to say, it's okay. Nothing to, put in the Hamadiyah newspaper. It's not so beautiful. It's kosher levracha. You know, in the olden times, what they would do to get an esrog that's even kosher levracha, right, was unbelievable. Now, Baruch Hashem, We have so much choice, Baruch Hashem. So you can have a base level esrog now, or you can wait for one which is a bit more mehuda and do the mitzvah a little bit later. So the Shvus Yaakov paskens, you should wait. You should wait for the esrog mehuda. You see, from this Shvus Yaakov, he holds like the Trumas Hadeshen that hidur mitzvah is odif. It's better to wait. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Is there any makar in the Shulchan Aruch that will help us over here to be peshut hashayla? So there's a sif in the Shulchan Aruch. Arachayim Hilchus Roshchaydesh Simon Tov Kaf Vov Sif Beis in source 8, and this is a source concerning Kiddush Levana. So Kiddush Levana, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to do it at the earliest opportunity that you can do it, or are you supposed to wait until you can do it in the best possible way? So this is the classic Makar in the Shulchan Aruch which discusses Ashayla. So source number 8, it says Ein Mavarchin Al Yoreach Ela B'Motzei Shabbos. You wait and you only do Kiddush Levana when it's Motzei Shabbos, Kishu Mevusam, when he smells nice. Now, I know a few people Motzei Shabbos. Anyway, so apparently over there, that would be a time when, they're dressed nicely, Begod of Noyim, and they look fine. So you should wait till Motzei Shabbos when you can do it, when you're in that sort of mood, when you feel Geshmak, you look Geshmak. Hagor, the Ramah says, V'davkim leo Motzei Shabbos, hu kaidem yud b'chaydesh. This is Davka, if Motzei Shabbos is before the 10th of the month. Ozmam tina na Motzei Shabbos, then you wait. You can afford to wait. Aval imu achar kach, if the Motzei Shabbos is ready on the 10th, or the 11th, or the 12th of the month, ein mam tina na Motzei Shabbos, then you don't wait till Motzei Shabbos. Why? Shema yu beis leilu segim ulai dalet anonim, v'lo yira halavona v'yavar azman, lest the mitzvah fall through, lest it's a cloudy time. If it's a cloudy time, then unless somebody I know actually went up in a private plane in a very wintry, a very cloudy teves. Yeah, there was a maestro, one of the rabbonim in Shtot, went with one of his valavatim up on a plane to go over the cloud level to see the levono. Oh, the levono, the levono. Yeah, but other than that, we're scared that the mitzvah will fall through. So says the Ramah. The Ramah tells us over here, the Machaber and the Ramah say it's like this. You wait till Motzei Shabbos, because if you do it on Motzei Shabbos, it'll be a better mitzvah. Just if you're scared it will fall through because it's already the 10th of the month, 11th, no, then you can do it before Motzei Shabbos. What do we see from this Shulchan Aruch? The Hidur Mitzvah wins. The Shulchan Aruch from Opaskan, Hidur Mitzvah wins. Better to wait and to do it in the nicest possible fashion. Now I bring over the Chai Odom in Simon Kuf Yod Ches, Sif Yod Dalet, he's Choylek, he actually argues with this, he says you do it straight away. Different Eders, different Minhogim over here, different shuls do things different way. But the classic psak of the Shulchan Aruch Ramah is Hidur Mitzvah is Odif. It's better to do it in the optimum fashion. There's a few different, let's have a look. Let's jump right now to source number 12, and if we can, we'll go back to source number 10. Source number 12, let's start off with a Sefer Chassidim. There are many, many applications of this that seem to be applications, but aren't necessarily applications of this Machloikus. The first one is the Sefer Chassidim in Ois Tof Tof Ayin Ches. And there he says, what should you do? You can either get a talus now, which is not so nice, or a talus, or you can wait to get a nicer talus a little bit later. Similarly, a Sefer Torah, you could get somebody to write now for you a community which doesn't have a Sefer Torah, so they can either get a Sefer Torah straight away, or they can wait and then they can get a nicer Sefer Torah. So what should you do? The Sefer Chassidim says you should do it straight away. You should straight away get the nicer Sefer. You should straight away get the more basic Sefer Torah instead of waiting and getting the nicer Sefer Torah. What does this seem to indicate? Seems to indicate that Zrizim is better. That straight away you get the Sefer Torah rather than waiting for a nice Sefer Torah. But Achrayim say you cannot bring this as a proof. Yeah? You cannot bring this as a proof. Why can you not bring this as a proof? Because you're not comparing like with like. Any moment that you... It's talking about a killer that doesn't have a Sefer Torah. So any moment that you don't have a Sefer Torah, you're being mevatel the mitzvah. If the guy doesn't have the tzitzis or a talis, any moment he's being mevatel the mitzvah. Every time he's not having it, so he's got a bittel mitzvah. It's not like, should I do the mitzvah now, or should I do the mitzvah better later, where you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and I can do it later. and I haven't missed out by doing it later. Here, every day that goes past without the talus, every Monday, Thursday and Shabbos that goes past without the Sefer Torah, he's been mevatel all the mitzvah. So the Sefer Chasidim may well say that Hiddur mitzvah normally would be your diff. It's just over here, you have to chaperayim, because otherwise there's a bit of mitzvah. So this looks like it's an application, but MS is really not an application. There's another very interesting one, in Shainas Tshuvas, Arugas HaBoistem, Arachayim Simon Aleph. And there, the Arugas HaBoistem from Ungar, so he asks, he discusses the following issue. It's quite late at night, and you've got some, and you're thinking, should I learn now? And mamish, your eyes are closing, and you know, you learn a bit, and you mamish, it's just not going in. Sometimes it happens, just not going in, you're just exhausted. But if you learn now, that's the reason. The reason I'm doing a mitzvah is I'll learn now. I'll stay up at night, because right now it's in the evening. I'll stay up right now. I'll learn at the earliest opportunity, but it won't be the best type of limud. Or I could have a geshmaka shluf, I can go to sleep, I can rest myself, and then when I wake up in the morning, I'll have renewed koichos and I'll learn, and that will be the hiddur mitzvah. But it won't be the reason. Should I learn at the soonest possible opportunity at a lower level, or should I have a nice shluf, and then afterwards when I wake up I'll learn with renewed koichos? Interesting question, no? So the Arugas HaBoistem says that this is toloy on the machlokes that we have, the Trumas HaDeshen and the Yam Shel Shloima. Is the reason Odif or is Hidur Odif? That's what he wants to say. I saw the Menachas Osher of Osher Weiss in Rishonayim, he argues and he says no, this has nothing to do with our machlokes. Why not? Because he says when it comes to Limud HaTorah, it's not about should I do it Zrizin or should I do it Behidur. With Limud HaTorah, the Ikar is Yediyas HaTorah. The Ikar is to know the Torah that you're learning. So if, and he brings a raya from the Gemara Kedushin, Daf Chav Tes, where it says that a person can, if it's whether he should learn Torah or if his son should learn Torah, which one takes precedence? And the Gemara there says that if you are, if your son is cleverer than you and is a better learner than you, then you can be mevatel your Torah in order to facilitate your son's Torah. So if you're being mevatel your Torah to facilitate your son's Torah, because he'll have more yediyas haTorah, all the more so you can be mevatel your Torah now so that you'll be able to learn better in the morning. So he wants to say that this isn't really a din in Zrizin and in Hidur. It's completely different. It's about Yediyas HaTorah. How will you be able to get the most Torah knowledge? And if the way that you'll be able to get the most Torah knowledge is by having a shluf, then have a shluf and then get up in the morning. So therefore, he is chaylik on the Arugas HaBoistem, and he says no, it doesn't depend on this machlokes, but rather whichever one works for you best. If you're better in the morning, start the day the Torah away. So then, that's best for you. If you want to do end of day the Torah way, everybody's there in their pajamas and their shluf couple, and everybody quietly, you know, the Rav says a shir, and everybody gradually, you know, you say hamakal at the end and at the beginning, end of day the Torah way, and everybody falls asleep like that. Then that whatever works for you best, however you'll be able to learn the best Torah, that's what the Minchas Osher says, and it's not tolu on our machlokes. another example is the machlokes, the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi, which is bought in the Ber Heitz of Siman Tzadi. So this is quite a well-known machlokes. And the machlokes never concerns somebody who's in prison. And they say, the Tsar says, I'll allow you one time to go out of prison and to daven. So when is it that he should go and daven? Should he go straight away? Chap the next minion. He's allowed once to go out and daven with a minion. Should he go straight away, or should he wait for an auspicious time? For example, Yom Kippur. For example, Yom Kippur. Should he wait for an auspicious time, or should he go straight away? So it's machlokes. The Radvaz says, take the earliest possible opportunity. Chaperayim. The Chacham Tzvi says, no, wait till the opportune moment. Wait till the time you'll be able to go out, and Yom Kippur you'll be able to daven with a minion, such an auspicious day. And that's when you should wait, and you should daven then. Oh, so it's a machlokes. Hey, you're asking me, how am I supposed to? Yeah, So some say that this machlokes, the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi, is also dependent on our machlokes, Trumas HaDeshen and Yam Shel Shloima, which we saw the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Trumas HaDeshen, you should wait, right? And some say this machlokes, Radvaz and Chacham Tzvi, is really the same thing. Is it Zrizin which is better? Should I chaperai now? Or is it Hidur Mitzvah, which is better that I should wait and I should daven at the opportune time? However, again, I saw the Minchas Osha, he argues, and says, and in fact I saw in others as well, say, Birchas Kohen, the Achronim say that you could argue, and you could say it's not necessarily dependent on that. Because our discussion is where there's Lemoshel, Kiddush Levono to say. I can either say Kiddush Levono tonight, or I can say the same Kiddush Levono on Motzei Shabbos in a better way. Here it's a different davening. Each time you're davening is a different davening. It's a different mitzvah. So it's not like whether I should do mitzvah A now, or whether I should do mitzvah A better later, but rather, their question is, should I do mitzvah A or should I do mitzvah B? And that's a different question. Again, in a case where you think the Tsar won't be true to his words, and you think he won't allow you to do it, then everybody agrees that you should just chaperayin. We're talking about the case, the unusual case, where the Tsar would be true to his words. Another fascinating application of this is coming back to Bris Mila. There's a famous Maisa with the Tzaddik Reb Leib Eiger. So Reb Leib Eiger used to do brises in the afternoon, late in the afternoon. Why? Because the whole day, mikvah and hachonas and tfilas and bakoshas, and he was preparing himself. He was a moil. And there are certain other moilim that sometimes come late, but he made them all seem as though they come early. Now we managed to the end of the day to do it. So there was a kol kore that came out against Reb Leib Eiger from the Rav of Lublin at the time, talking probably about 120, 140 years ago, and the kol kore said nobody should use Reb Leib Eiger as the moil. Right? Huh? Nobody should use him as a mile. Look, for Mishmila, we need Zerizus. You learn out the Gemara we quoted in source number 2, Pesachim Daftala Damadal, of Kol Ayim Kosher Lomel, Elish Zerizim Agdim Lomitzvahs. Zerizim Agdim Lomitzvahs, we learn from Mishmila. So he said that you should have to do it earlier. And he said that no one's allowed to use Reb Leib Eiger as the mile. Now this created an uproar in Europe at the time, and there were sforim written all about this sugya. The Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin has a whole sefer called Levushei Tzedoko dedicated to this, and there are tshuvas from other gedolei achronim that discuss this inyan, coming to the defense of Reb Leib Eiger and explaining why it's okay. So before we go into this discussion, it does seem a little bit that this is also a machlokes. Should you do zrizim agdim lemitzvah, should you do it earlier, or should you wait and do hidur mitzvah? So it seems as though this is a machlokes.
For him, that was the
zrizus. Oh, yeah. Oh. In actual fact, though, that for him is the zrizus. Yeah? This, the Shailas and Shubas Michtav Sofer, Simon Kafches, by Shimon Sofer of Krakow, he answers, Mamish, what you're saying. And he says, no, this is not the same as zrizus versus Hidor, because for him, that is zrizus. Zrizus is to do it straight away. But if it takes a long time, it takes a long time. As long as you're involved in the Hachonis, that does not detract from the Hidur Mitzvah. And he brings the Raya from Vayashkim Avron Baboike, that very same Gemara, that very same Posuk in Bereishis Chafbeis, where he gets up early and he saddles his donkey, Ve'achveshes Chamayroi, to go and do the Akedah. Why didn't he saddle his donkey the night before? You see from here, the fact that he was doing Hachonis in the morning, he was saddling his donkey in the morning, it shows that the preparations is not a stira to Zrizus. Says, aye, that's okay, why he can do it, but maybe the father should choose somebody else. Maybe the father, so he brings a raya that in the Midbar, everybody went to Yeshua, to Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua, to do the Bris Mila. It says, Moshe was Mal, Yeshua was Porah. They could have all chosen, you know, but this would have taken a long time. It would have meant they do it later, but each one can choose. They have the right to choose a godl, a tzaddik to do it. So this is just to close off. And to come back to our to some of the questions we started off with, there's a Shulchan Aruch Harav in Simen Sadidalet Sifhei, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, similar to our Shaila on the plane, he says you can daven on a donkey sitting down, or you can wait till later, and you can daven standing up, and you'll be before the Sefer Zman. The Shulchan Aruch Harav also paskins, like the Trum Sadeshen, and like the Shulchan Aruch, that you should do it behidr, you should wait, and you should daven when you get there standing up, as long as it's before the Sefer Zman. So lichayra in our shailas, who am I to stand in between these gedolei olam? But what it seems to be is from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Ramah, from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and from others, we paskin like the Trum Sadeshen, hidr mitzvah, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see all the effort we put into our mitzvahs, they should be in a stable bracha of rotzi.